Boston has a well-earned reputation as a hub for high-tech startups. It's where Facebook launched, and more recently, where an MIT hackathon gave birth to a company called PillPack that Amazon purchased last month for almost $1 billion. The next generation of startups benefits from past successes, but also bears some costs, high real estate prices, and even higher expectations. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
For years, a lack of amenities made Cambridge's Kendall Square and Boston's Seaport District affordable places for cash-strapped entrepreneurs to get going. But then the neighborhoods got popular.
And it became cost prohibitive.
Kevin O'Brien has been in the industry for almost 20 years and says it's harder than ever to find affordable real estate in prime locations.
When I got started, my very first company that I was part of was AtStake back in 2000, and we were in Kendall Square, and Kendall Square looked like the Seaport did 7 years later. There was nothing there. There were no restaurants.
4 years ago, a single office in the Seaport District WeWork co-working space rented for $550 each month. The same office now goes for $720, a 31% increase. And at WeWork's new Seaport location, the smallest offices are for two people. They cost almost $2,000 per month. O'Brien set up his cybersecurity startup, Greathorn, in Waltham, where rent is cheaper. The soaring price of real estate is just one pressure point where startups are feeling squeezed. The investment market is another big one.
The bar to get a Series A done is way harder than it's been.
Series A used to be the first round of funding for many startups. Other times, there was an even earlier seed round. Now, Vivian Murto, a partner at Hyperplane Venture Capital in Boston, says he expects companies to accomplish a lot before Hyperplane writes its first check, like he did for Cambridge artificial intelligence startup Elucidata.
The company is already, you know, well in revenue with actual paying customers, not paying pilots. These are actual customers. And, you know, we're, you know, fully rolled out.
If an early-stage startup can't attract significant investments, where can it go? One option is business accelerator programs like Mass Challenge, where companies receive coaching and free office space. But getting into the program is harder than ever, says Mass Challenge Managing Director Kiki Mills-Johnston.
The water level of entrepreneurs coming in is getting higher and higher. Many are coming in as a second or third time or, you know, four-time entrepreneur.
That's pretty different from the stereotype of someone getting a company off the ground right after college. MIT professor Pierre Azoulay analyzed Census Bureau data and found the average age for the founder of a venture-backed company in Massachusetts is 42. Azoulay has a reality check for all the whiz kids hoping to build successful startups straight out of school.
Their prospects are very dim. Now, why is that true? Because entrepreneurship is hard. On average, entrepreneurship is not a successful activity. Most startups fail.
I'm going to take a small cold draft, please.
The Burismo coffee shop, just a few blocks from Azoulay's MIT office, is a popular place for entrepreneurs to get some much-needed caffeine and maybe even strike up a conversation with a prospective investor or a startup veteran with a piece of advice. It's here that I meet Seth Proctor, founder of a fledgling software company called Tranquil Data, which helps ensure customer information is not abused. Proctor checks a lot of boxes. He's 42, the sweet spot for venture funding. He's got an Ivy League pedigree and 20 years of experience. And still, he runs Tranquil Data from his living room. He says fundraising and choosing which parts of his company to put his minimal dollars into have been challenging.
When do you move from the coffee shop to just having an open space where you can work? When do you move from the open space to having actually a dedicated office? It's not the thing that is really expensive in your model. I mean, it's people that we're raising money for to be able to bring in really good engineers. But, you know, every dollar counts when you're a startup.
Those dollars could soon be in greater supply. Proctor is on the brink of closing a $2 million investment round led by Vivian Murto's Hyperplane venture capital firm. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.